Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, again with my wife, Reverend A, and we are continuing through the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles, and today we're going to be discussing Lesson 222. God is with me. I live and breathe in Him. So before we begin, we're going to take a moment of silence to join together. So let's take a good deep breath. God is with me. I live and breathe in Him. God is with me. He is my source of life, the life within, the air I breathe, the food by which I am sustained, the water which renews and cleanses me. He is my home wherein I live and move, the spirit which directs my actions, offers me its thoughts, and guarantees my safety from all pain. He covers me with kindness and with care and holds in love His child He shines upon, who also shines on Him. How still is he who knows the truth of what he speaks today.
Father, Mother, we have no words except your name upon our lips and in our minds as we come quietly into your presence now and ask to rest with you in peace a while.
God is with us. We live and breathe in Him. Let's join in another moment of silence as we consider this beautiful lesson. Let's take another good deep breath. As we've been instructed, we want to practice this lesson and just be with this. And this lesson itself, this prayer, Father, we have no words except your name upon our lips, is really the intention of the practice to be in silence, to set aside the thoughts of the world, the thoughts of the mind, the ego mind, to come to the center of self, the heart center, and to spend 15, 20 minutes this morning and again in the evening and throughout the day we can, when the opportunity avails itself to spend 5 minutes or so, I like to take the lesson and sometimes put it on a post-it note, put it on my computer screen or type it in as a message that I can refer to. So I just want to be sure that I get the wording right. God is with me. I live and breathe in Him. And to remember, you know, about once an hour to look at that and reflect on it. And that's basically our assignment. And not much to add to that, I think, for today. Mm-hmm. From my perspective, so from my offering here.
I think what comes to me is just the simplicity of the concept and the idea of practicing this presence. And as we do this, for me, the breath comes to mind that with even each breath that we begin to realize that we live and breathe in God. We live and move and have our being in this presence. Outside of it, there is nothing. And outside of it, we've made a pretty crazy world. And yet this is the simplicity of it all. I know it's a big book and it has a lot that brought us to this point. And I think it's a calling forth of the trust and faith that we're ready to simply return to the simplicity of being home, being found. That every breath I live and move and have my being in this power, in this presence, and that God is with me. And if God is with me, God is with you, and there can be no one or nothing against the one power and presence, one activity, nothing outside that. That one with that presence is the only majority that we require or need. This is our sustenance. This is our manna, our bread. This is the all in everything. God is with me. I live and breathe in God.
Father, we have no words except your name upon our lips and in our minds as we come quietly into your presence now and ask to rest with you in peace a while. God is with me. I live and breathe in him. And so it is.
And so it is. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Have a blessed day. And we look forward to joining with you again in the next lesson. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send